I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast. Okay,
can
April.
Can I say every booty, though?
Yeah, every booty. Go ahead.
Hi, every booty. Because this episode kind of dictates that.
Exactly. So I like that. And also, Chip, I want to ask you a question.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll be a better listener.
No, you're doing a good job.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know I want to ask you a question. Okay. Okay. So when I say, I want to train your ass to take this beep, what happens in your body?
Kind of clenched up a little bit.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's you. I don't want you to put anything in my
What if I was a
beep.
Hot man such as Daddy Huff, our guest?
Oh, okay. Well, then I would get a little bit more relaxed and be like, yes.
Or your partner, perhaps. But let's just say Daddy Huff.
That's hot.
I want to do like a weird accent. So like, I want to train your ass to take this beep.
So, yeah. Lovely.
Did your
love
ass
it.
Open up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Opposite of clench.
It clenched when you asked. I was like, mm-mm.
You're not you. You're not doing this. So this episode is with Daddy Hef, a.k.a. the Duke of Debauchery. It's on domination, how to dominate your partner, but also anal training.
He's so cool and beautiful. Oh, yeah. Man. Very well dressed. We met him at the Vibe Expo in person with Tyomi, actually introduced us to him. We were with Tyomi hanging out. She's like, you have to meet Daddy Hef. And we're like, who's Daddy Hef? And then we're like, hey.
Yeah.
And he was a fantastic speaker. Mm-hmm. And so stoked that he was able to be on our show. We'll definitely have to have him back again.
And he's definitely a daddy. You know, sometimes when people tell me that, oh yeah, I'm a daddy, I'm like, are you really though? And also I'm a brat. So brats are the perfect person to put a daddy to test because we're exhausting.
I know, you're like, email Daddy Hef and say, sorry, Daddy, we were bad because we thought this episode was going to come out a little bit before it did.
But so like, if you want to punish us, actually, she did send the email, by the way.
It was a joy email.
I know. Like, that's fun.
Yeah. It was fun to be bottoming like that.
A true daddy, I think. And not all daddies are brat tamers, but like, I think a true dad, there's like, I think it's a spectrum. So I'm not judging anyone who thinks you're a daddy. Like, you're probably a daddy, but he's a fucking daddy.
He's the ultimate daddy.
Yeah, ultimate
daddy.
That's
what I would call him, the ultimate daddy.
Yeah, ultimate daddy. So stay tuned to hear all about the ultimate daddy's perspective on domination and anal training. We've never done an episode on anal training. I'm very excited about this.
I also needed to figure out what that was when we were, I was like, what does it mean? Like, your anus is going to do tricks?
It's like juggling.
How am I training it?
All of a sudden.
What circus acts is my anal training going to help me do? Anyway, stay tuned.
That's
it's not
awesome.
About that.
I think I've watched too many anal training porn videos. I kind of already had an idea, but they weren't with daddies such as this. So, okay. And then also, before we get into our sex question of the day, to all the ladies out there who want to tap into their ultimate pleasure power.
Me. I'm one of those.
Me. Want to be connected to their sexiest self.
Me. No, it's not about me, though. I'm sorry.
And gain a family of other amazing, open-minded women.
You, listening.
Me. Reminds me of like, anyways.
Mine, the
like
Finding
Muppet.
Nemo?
Oh. Yeah, no, like a Muppet. Like, oh, okay. me is a Muppet.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know. Beaker? I think it's Beaker.
So I'll be like, you.
Anyways, so also, if you can resonate with this, if you're feeling unmotivated, unsexy, like, you know, there's a sexy animal inside of you and you're not sure how to find her, them, you know, your sexy inner wild sexy beast, or like, you need more shameless, sexy humans in
community.
Your life.
Shameless humans in your life.
Yes.
I need that. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to meet you, who you are out there listening. And you need to know more. If you want to come to our Shameless Sex Retreat, it's like a vacation that we plan for you, and you're going to make such long-lasting connections that I still have valued from the last one. So the retreat's April 24th through the 29th, 2024, and it's in Tulum, woo-hoo! Mexico. If you've never been to Tulum, you're missing out. It is an incredible place in an incredible state in Mexico, and I can't wait to go. This will be my second time, and I love it. So if you want the best vacation of your life with little planning required, basically you just book your flights. Obviously, you sign up on shamelesssex.com and it'll take you to the retravel site.
We travel.
Then we do everything else for you and you're guaranteed to have a great time. And you will, you will leave feeling sexy, connected, and alive again. And Amy and I did. Mm-hmm. We did more than I could have imagined from the last trip. And I cannot wait for this one. So it's all inclusive. It's going to be fun, playful, relaxing. You'll have new experiences. There's an excursion to a cenote. Mm. You'll make new BFFs. They're doing a Shameless Sex reunion. We can't make it because we're going to be in New York. But some of the folks, five of them, are meeting up.
From our past retreat
because they loved hanging out with each other
so much. Like, I miss you all so much. And I miss the energy of being with you.
And I'm not going to oversell it anymore. It's worth every effort and every dollar. Go to shamelesssex.com, look for the retreat section, click on it, get all the information because it is luxurious and amazing, and come meet us, hang out with us.
Yes, and we have a scholarship spot available. The info is on shamelesssex.com. Well, actually, you can click the link and it takes you to WeTravel to read about that. It is significantly discounted for someone who is having financial hardship. So go look at that and then you apply. It's just like you send in a little document, and we will probably be wrapping up the announcements for that in the next couple weeks so that we can figure out who that person is.
And it's not a big retreat, y'all. It's small. So it is maximum there'll be 20 people.
Get it while it's hot.
So get it while it's hot. It will sell out just like the last one. Okay.
We hope to see you in Tulum.
I'll stop. Blah, blah.
We will arrive as we arrive, but we'll leave glowing.
Oh, that's cute.
It's true.
I want a t-shirt with that one.
I know.
We will not make you wear t-shirts that are all the same and matching. Okay. Unless you want to.
That sounds kind of fun, actually.
I know. Okay. Amy, I knew you were going to be. I could design some.
All right. Sex question. Yeah, you're the designer. I'm a vulva owner in a loving partnership, and my partner and I want to watch porn together, but so much of it feels like it's not about female pleasure. Do you have any recommendations? I love a short and sweet sex question. I love all your sex questions, but when something is just precise, like, here's my thing, help, it gives me a lot more time to really focus on it.
I like when there's a little bit of mystery about someone's partner. Like, are they with a penis owner? Are they with a vulva owner? Are they with both? Are they with all genders?
My guess is that it would be a penis owner because they're talking about a lot of porn doesn't show female pleasure. Whereas I think if they were to just go and look up like lesbian porn, you would see more female pleasure.
Right.
But in the heterosexual world, it's hard to find. And even in the queer worlds too, right? Like, there can be missing pieces of pleasure. So we just recently discovered this. There's a lot of porn sites out there. Not all are created equal. We just discovered Afterglow. So the website is XO Afterglow.
Yes.
We were actually just watching this like a little bit ago.
You were just talking about glowing and now we're talking about Afterglow.
Afterglow.
It's true. It is awesome.
So Afterglow is by women for everybody. So it's created by women, but it's for everyone, regardless of your gender, your orientation, etc. And it's porn that you can watch for fun, but you can also learn from it because they've something called edu porn, where you can go do like instructional videos. We'll turn you on the same time.
So can we just talk about how it's actually like, there's a lot of them that are like editorial.
Yeah.
They have really nice production and you don't feel like you're watching.
It takes you on a journey of a story.
Yes. If you like that. And then there's others.
There's things that are not
art. Yeah. Right. So I do love some editorial pieces when I'm looking at like the acting and I find it like it's an art.
It's like you're in the cinema.
So if you do want that too, and you're an artist person, and that you love cinematography like me, check Afterglow out too. And then if you just want straight porn,
They have that too.
They have that too.
So you know it's ethically produced. And so the edu porn, so it's educational porn. So they have everything from the how to hook up with a woman, how to erotic massage, how to squirt. So I watched how to have FaceTime sex.
Oh,
and I was like, I think I already know a lot of these things. And so it was number one, super hot. And so it's these two different people. They're in their separate areas, like one's in one house, one's in another house. I don't know how far they live. And they're doing this FaceTime sex. So it'll show you like their engagement, like, you know, her putting the vibrator or fingers in her pussy and him on his end stroking his cock. But then it will go back to these scenes of them actually talking about the experience and like what they're learning. And
I didn't know that. You should have told. I want to watch that
one. Watch that after.
Okay.
Yeah. So it gave me so many creative ideas for fun ways to spice up my sex life with my partner. I was like, fuck yeah. And then I got turned on at the same time.
Good to know.
And also I just want to say, I saw one of my past guests in there, King Noir.
Oh, he's so hot.
Oh, my God.
And Jet Setting Jasmine is his partner.
Yes.
They do a lot of work together. So I wonder if she's also there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So y'all, if you want to check out, guess what, listeners? We worked this angle because we're like, okay, we just got the sex question. We love this company. So we went to them. We figured this out for y'all. So listeners get a free 7-day membership to Afterglow with code XOSHAMELESS at XOAfterglow.com. So go do that. Or if you're like, my brain can't remember, click the link in the episode's description and click on Afterglow to claim your free trial now. And get turned on. And I mean, that's kind of mic drop for the sex question. Also, we told you what to do.
Can't you pay after that, after the free trial? You can just access for 1 day for $3. Yeah, didn't you tell me that?
So you can do memberships or you can do 1 day. Like, I just want to log in for 1 day. You know,
I think that's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, what do you have to lose? If you want to go get turned on, just you get a 7-day free trial. Go check it out. And if you want to continue on, which I do already, and I'm sure you will, continue to do that because it is phenomenal.
I'm stoked we worked this out because now I'm going to go and do it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. Okay, April's gonna go. Bye. Just kidding.
All right. Bio time. King Hef, aka Daddy Hef, is a professional dom who specializes in the sensual side of BDSM, as well as a sexual enhancement product specialist. He educates men, women, couples through his private sessions, as well as his seminars at sexual wellness expos across the country. King Hef continuously uses the platform that the Hef's lifestyle provides him to educate others about the importance of sexual satisfaction. Find Daddy Hef on X, formerly Twitter, at the Hef's lifestyle.
All right, everyone, it's interview time, and we are here with Daddy Hef, aka the Duke of Debauchery. Dun dun dun. Also, yes, I'm so excited about this, and also like the bride to go be like, show me why he's the Duke of Debauchery. I don't believe it,
but not debauchery in it, like a wild like rah, like where you're being like gross debaucherous, but like dominating debauchery.
Where you're just domination. Yeah. All the things,
all the
fun things, anal training. Oh my God, I'm so excited already. So our listeners already heard a little bit about you in the intro, but can you tell us a little bit more about how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Ooh, okay. Well, so, you know, let me give you the Cliff Notes version, right? You know, for the younger folk out here who don't know what the hell Cliff Notes is. Cliff Notes is something that is basically, it's a little yellow book with a summary or whatever book that you had to read an assignment on, and it would give you the brief summary and synopsis of it all that you could use to write a book report with. All right. So let's see. Really got into BDSM years ago. I had an experience when I was in the army in Germany back in the 90s. Then fast forward, I saw BDSM stuff on Real Sex on HBO. And then going to Swingers Lifestyle event, got a chance to see BDSM, you know, demonstrations and things like that. And then I got an opportunity to get spanked a couple times and I really enjoyed it. I was like, oh, wow. And so then one of my old associates was like, man, you know, Hef, why don't you? He said, man, you should learn how to become a dom. I was like, well, what does that entail? He was like, well, listen, I have this Facebook group and you can learn. It has different education and stuff, you know, before you touch someone. So me, I was really, you know, when I do things, I really get into them, just like with my profession and my regular business. I really get into them because I know that, you know, I love doing things that will increase my skill set. Right. I told my primary partner years ago, I said, I want to be your ultimate lover, right? So let me find things and ways in order to become an ultimate lover. I mean, you know, just, I'm not here for just the regular, and I'm not yucking anyone's yum, but I'm not just here for the just missionary all the time and then doggy style, right? I'm not here for that. Like, there's several things that can go into pleasure that necessarily doesn't involve sexual contact, but at the same time can involve sexual contact. So, you know, I'm really with that. And as I dove into it, luckily for me, I had a string of good mentors who have been in BDSM lifestyle for a long time that I really got to learn from and be a part of. And I was just like, I'm just going to go for it. And I'm really going to learn everything I can. And then I started on the professional side when a woman, she saw me do a demo. In my demo, a lady had an orgasm from me choking and spanking her.
Nice.
And people in the crowd were like, what? And right. And a woman, she was like, listen, I want you to do that for me. How much do you charge? I was like, oh, wow. I don't know. I said, I'll get back with you tomorrow and I'll let you know once I get everything down. So it just sort of really sprung from that. And, you know, just really big on consent and boundaries and taking my time mm-hmm. and learning different ways on how to be a better dominant. And also it just goes within me becoming better for myself.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I can imagine that your military role and involvement gives you so much more discipline, which is what I was thinking when you talked about your stint in Germany and serving the military, mm-hmm. because there is so much discipline involved and dominance and submission. There is, in whatever role that is being taken, there's a responsibility. There is discipline there, right? You have to hold back, even if your emotions are going yes. in a direction where you're turned on mm-hmm. and you want to go deeper, but your sub is saying no, or they're giving the safe word. There has to be this boundary and this beautiful discipline. So I just want to honor, like, thank you for serving our country. First of all, because I do appreciate yes. that. And secondly, thank you for having this discipline, because that's hot. And thanks, Daddy. That's not my question, yeah. but thanks, Daddy. So you say in submission, there is freedom. In dominance, there is responsibility. Please, yes. can you explain more about this?
All right. So one thing that people really don't understand about BDSM is they think it's just about whips and chains and control and stuff like that. They have to understand that the submissive is the foundation and key of this thing, right? Because if you don't have a submissive, then who the hell are you going to be dominant to, right? And then when you have a submissive, a person who is in that submissive role has to allow the dominant to earn their submissive. It's just not given. Like, here you go. You can't give it. Like, you have to earn that right in order to receive somebody's submission. So in that there has to be a lot of respect. It has to be a lot of gratitude and a lot of grace when you're the dominant, and because someone else is trusting you with their submission, and they have to know that they can relax and drive the car without you there wrecking it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Micromanaging, like, hey, yeah. backseat yes. driver. You're like, no.
Well, yes. Yeah. You don't want to yes. feel that way, though. You're like, okay, so if I don't trust you that you're not going to crash the fucking car, then now sorry. I'm not in this submissive role. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying, and then I'm like, I mean, and speaking for myself, mm-hmm. I would be like topping from the bottom, which I do anyways, but I'd be doing that like to an extreme level where I don't feel like I'm in my submissive role. And I'm like, now I'm running the show, and I don't want yeah. to run the show when I'm in my submissive Amy self. Yes. So I think this will trickle into this question that is from a listener who, by the way, Daddy F was at the Vibe show that we were all at. And nice. He came up to our booth and he talked to us and he was wonderful, and I won't use his name. But then I looked back at emails and he had sent us an email because he said the same thing in the booth. And so to the listener, we love you. We love you. And hopefully you got to see Daddy
Huff so
in
cool.
person. Yeah, he's yes. awesome. So this is his question. My girlfriend likes to be dominated. How can I learn to be more dominant in the bedroom? Are there any specific workshops I can take or people I can work with to learn more? So what would you say to like a very generalized question like that?
Well, here's the thing. Number one, you have to be willing to honor your partner's desire, right? So here's the thing. Like, if your partner wants to be dominated and wants to experience that, and it's something that you're not comfortable with, then of course you have to get training. Well, you know, I actually do kink education, and I teach men and women and couples how to go through the process of domination and submission, right? And especially with couples, they do what I do. So I would have one of my bottoms with me, and they would have their partner who is their submissive in their bottom at that time. And whatever I do, they do. I teach them about consent, about boundaries, to the point where they get comfortable with doing it. Like something as simple as choking. Like a lot of people are like, oh man, I don't know how to choke someone. A lot of men like to hold back because they say, I really don't want to choke my partner because I don't want to hurt them. Right. Well, if you learn how to properly choke someone, if you learn how to properly bite them and, you know, squeeze their ass in the right place and do certain things and do like sensory play and stuff like that, it can be extremely pleasurable through the pain. But your partner has to trust that you're not going to hurt them and you're not going to injure them and that you're going to keep them safe and you're going to protect them. All right. So once you have those foundations down and you get to take a wonderful class from me, I'm going to show you. Like there are couples who the woman was really into it and the male really wasn't. But after they took my class, he got really comfortable with it. They take like, you know, maybe two or three classes on different modalities, but really harkening on the base foundation of what it is that they try to do. And they're like, oh my God, my husband, he just choked me just right. And women say, I really love being submissive to my husband when it's time, right? Because a lot of times, you know, women out in the world, you got kids, you got a job, and you're always in your masculine. But you want to trust that someone will honor your submission and treat it right. Because that's the thing, right? So you got to treat it right, like a fine piece of jewelry or something. You've got to treat it right.
And I love that you say doing it proper, because you're not talking about doing this the right way. You're talking about doing it in a way that's safe. If I can assume, and that's what I assumed.
It's not like right and wrong.
Right. There are many ways to do it, but it's doing it in a way that is safe and it's not going to harm your partner, your sub. Am I understanding that correctly? Okay, cool.
That's correct. And also the main thing, the other part of that is negotiation every time, because I smacked you in the face yesterday doesn't mean you want me to slap you in your face today.
Exactly.
Yes. So you always have to, with each scenario, each time you engage, you want to say, hey, you know, let's go through these. May I use this? May I use that? Do I have your consent to slap you during this time? And they sell you like, okay, no problem. And now you go on to the next thing, you know, because that's when you can't make any kind of gross assumptions in life period, but especially in BDSM, because there is no gray area in BDSM. It's either you're having a good time, woo, or somebody's in the hospital, or you're in the back of a police car.
We don't want that.
But that is so important, because that 100%, everyone out there needs to know, or 1,000,000%, however many zeros you want to put on the percentage points. It's so important, because just because someone, they consented to a specific physical action or emotional, like that is so huge. I'm glad that you said that, because we haven't talked about that before. You may have slapped someone and they wanted it one day. That doesn't mean that you can get, consented.
We've talked about it in the way of
unconsensual.
Yeah. We've talked about the way that like it's changing all the time for us.
Right.
Like our desires, our needs, like 1 minute I want April to hold me and hug me, and the next minute I'm like, I actually don't want that. But the the piece of like, I don't know, but in the BDSM world of like, okay, so this one thing that we did that was kind of heavy.
I think that's important, because that can be, even if you don't identify as a person that's dominant or submissive, and you're in the bedroom with someone and you're doing this kinky practice that you loved, you might not want that, like an ass spanking or face spanking. So,
face spanking. I like that.
Face spanking.
No, I like that. Do you ever use that, face spanking? That sounds fun.
that does sound fun. Are we like weightless in space or something with doing this? Like
face and space.
It's like a face booty. Face. Like,
boom.
on an international space station.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is awesome.
Oh my God. This is so awesome.
But see, that's the one thing I've learned is that, and I tell people all the time, if people would take the respect for boundaries, asking for consent, negotiations, and protocol that are in BDSM and apply to their regular life and regular relationships, shit would flow way better.
Oh,
way better, right? And also having these conversations, like, it's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what, let's have a conversation. You know, we may engage today or we may engage tonight, but before we engage, let's talk about, tell me what you want to experience tonight. I want to know. Like, just, it's just a simple question. If in that situation you're the top and your lover is the bottom, type of bottoms, or they're your boo thing or your sneaky link or whatever, as they want to say these days.
I did not know that, and I'm very
I learned it from an 18-year-old, by the way, but thank you for that, Daddy.
This is something I was like, what is, you know, these returns? I'm like, what the hell is a sneaky link? But I learned those things. Or if this is your longtime lover, like, you want to basically show that you care enough about them to make their pleasure and what they want a priority. Right? Like, let them know, like, that's half the battle. Like, listen, your pleasure, your pain, and you know what I mean? And your safety and your protection are my priorities. Like, let someone know that. Like, what? You changed the game.
Yeah.
That automatically makes me feel safe when you say, I want to care. Yes. I care about your safety. You're my priority.
And those two your things. Pleasure.
And I didn't mean to interject because Amy has a question. Good. I just want to say, like, that is honoring me the too. Human that you're playing with or the humans that you're playing with. When you say that, as long as you adhere to those, I think that is really important. So thank you for saying that.
And for me, sometimes some people, like I recently had someone ask me, a semi-new lover asked me, so like, kind of like, what are you into? And I was like, how much time do you have? Because that's a big explanation. But what I can tell you is I'm an energetic person. So I'm into and need to feel safe, respected, you know, cared for in a way. And I'm also identified as a kinky person, but I don't live it 24/7. But I also in those places, then I also can go into a place of complete submission. But like, so it was easier to speak to like what helps me to feel like I could show up there in a safe way than the actual actions. Like if you spanked my face, then I might it's like because today I might not feel that way. Like you were saying, right? Like every day is very different. Time for a quick break so we can tell you about our carefully chosen sponsors.
Please stay tuned and buy their products because we only tell you about what we love and what we truly believe in, and it helps keep this podcast free to you.
Hey, podcast fam. We just wanted to take a moment to tell you about something we truly love. Chip, what do you think it is?
What is it?
Well, okay, so
give
take
me
a guess.
Some clues.
It helps you get turned on, but through your ears.
Okay, I'm assuming it's not a dildo in the ear. Is it Dipsy?
It is Dipsy.
Oh, I love Dipsy.
Yep. So everyone keep listening to find out how you can try it for free for 30 days. That's right. So Dipsy is an ear porn app and it's full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories. You can listen to everything you imagine from BDSM, group sex, sultry love stories. And so right when I got here, I just listened to Big Trouble in front of Chip right here. And it's a hot and heavy threesome.
It wasn't just in her ears. It was in my ears too. Front.
And I was like, I might need to leave now because that is fucking hot.
But the cool thing is you can listen to this ear porn, the Dipsy app, and no one has to know.
Nobody. It's your sexy little secret. And so, also I just want to say this other piece too. You know when you're not in the mood, Chip? Like when you're like, I want to be in the mood, but I'm not. And you can't access your turn on.
Yes.
Dipsy, for me, and I'm assuming is the question for you, gives us the ability to get turned on anywhere, anytime.
I love Dipsy too. New content is added every single week, so you can always have something new to explore. Also, fantasy stories. Yes, that's right, with vampires or soothing sleep stories. So you don't even have to get turned on. You can just relax. Wellness sessions and sexy written stories that you can actually read for yourself. And right now, for Shameless Sex listeners, that's you, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/shameless. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/shameless. dipseastories.com/shameless.
So I want to bring it to the, because we're talking about impact play here. So you teach the sensual art of impact play. What does this entail? And what are the variations or different ways to spank? I know we talked about face spanking because that's new. But, and also, because I stalked your social medias. Yes, I added S to the end again. There's something about spanking therapy. So many questions. So what is the essential art of impact play? What are the variations or different ways to spank? And what does the impact play entail? And then what is spanking therapy? And I might need
So I came up with this title the first time I taught this class at Exotica in Denver in 2018. And my good sister Tyomi, I was like, what should I call it? She was like, well, why don't you call it like the art of spanking? I was like, well, it's more than spanking. And so I was like, well, impact play. I was like, well, I'm more of a sensual dominant, but even though I am very sadistic with it, I'm more sensual. So I was like, oh, sensual art of impact play. So basically, it involves, of course, different ways of consent, boundaries, negotiation, but also, you know, breath play, sensation play, all the things that encompass that, and also impact play. So that could be spanking with a spatula, spanking with a spoon, spanking with the riding crop. You have paddles, you have floggers, you can have canes. But the beautiful thing, the most beautiful way of impact play is with the hand. Right. Because no matter what you have with any kind of tools or implements, those are great, but nothing is better than the human touch. Right. nothing. And one of the things that, especially during the pandemic, the things that people were really lacking was the sensation of touch from another human being. So when you're touching someone, you really, your energy is mixing with theirs. And it's a very wonderful, good energetic connection. And it's just amazing to know the different areas of the body that you can impact, whether it's the ass, whether it's the inside of the thighs, whether it's the bottom of the feet, whether it's the calves, whether it is the face, whether it's the breasts, right? Whether it's the shoulder blades or the upper chest or things like that. You know, it's just, you know, wherever the mind goes that you can do it, but make sure you have consent to impact that place first. Mm-hmm. And so with the essential art of impact play, the foundation was impact play, but it just really encompasses, the series encompasses, really teaching people a lot of things about different parts of BDSM, like flogging, how to properly flog, how to properly use a cane, a paddle, as well as clothespins, knife play.
Wait, clothespins just on play. Okay, so clothespins like nipples or like inner thighs, and then play. Like, are you actually drawing blood, or are you like teasing?
Oh, no. Okay, so here's the thing. All right, so for me, blood play is a hard limit, right? So when I say this to everyone, there are people who have a kink for blood, right? Whether it's doing medical play, whether you use needles, whether you use razor blades and stuff like that. Me personally, I'm not into that. So the knife is pretty much used to, let me see here.
Ooh, it's got a knife. If you're not watching us on YouTube, yes. Go find us on YouTube.
Yeah. Yes. So you have a knife right here, right? So the knife, you know, so there's different ways, right? You could, like, I never recommend people cutting like this because you're not trying to cut nobody, but the knife is used as a sensation. So it's against.
So you're using it horizontally, not with the cutting edge.
Yeah.
You'll use it with the knot, like, or serrated. Almost, you'll use it with the flat backing, and then you'll kind of play with the cold temperatures or like just a sensation.
No, it's always the cutting edge. Like, you always use the cutting edge. What I'm saying is you're not trying to like do like
slicey,
this.
No
slicey, but it's like you're grazing it against the skin, and it causes
you're almost like trying to shave your hair off without shaving your hair.
I have really strong, like my knives in my kitchen are from Japan, and they're really fucking strong. I would be afraid. Like, I feel like I just cut myself the other day. Like, I was like accidentally.
So one thing about knife play can be very divisive for people. And because the knife that you use, you're not using that's not a butter knife. That's a real ass sharp blade that actually, as I was running against my hair, some of my hairs came off on my arm. Right. So, you know, you have to make sure you have first aid kits. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have a steady hand. You have to, it's an ultimate trust. You have to trust that, I have to trust that you're not going to make any sudden movements, right? And you have to trust that I'm not going to cut or stab you, okay?
So not it's like a, five but, cocktails deep.
But that is trust. No, that is trust and safety. Yeah. But that comes back to the first thing you talked about, trust and safety, and that you're disciplined enough. Yes. I would trust you with like that on my neck or like on my arm.
Yes,
because
yes.
I mean, I wouldn't trust myself on Amy right now. Yeah. Like, nope, I'm good. Just daddy half.
And one thing about it is, when you engage in something with anything BDSM, you want to make sure that your mental state is not altered, right? You don't, that means make sure you're not drunk. Don't do any kind of tipsy stuff. Like I said, there's no gray area in BDSM. There are plenty of people that'll say, oh my God, I'm feeling loose, and let me choke you. When you are inebriated, you don't have all your faculties there. So you don't really know how much pressure you're putting on someone, as well as they don't really can't speak up to understand, to say how much that they're being harmed. So you want to be real careful. But knife play is really not, it's very dangerous. Mm-hmm.
And hence it's knives. Yeah. But I see the sexiness.
It's the thrill of it.
And you use it on your arm already. I was like, that looks really fucking hot. Before we move on, because we're going to move on from this one, we asked about the spanking variations and spanking therapy. Can we just make sure that we talk about, because I think a lot of people think there's spanking. Oh, it's just, let me slap your ass. That's a spanking. But like, I personally have been really attracted to the like bent over knee thing, which feels energetically very different from you just like slapping my ass when I'm standing. So can you explain more about spanking?
With spanking, like you said, variations of standing up. You can use, you can like sit, like You can have someone's hands like on the doorway or whatever, bent over on a kitchen, on a chair, or over the knee. Over the knee is really good because, you know, it reminds people of times that they used to be disciplined by a parent or something like that, which may have been a traumatizing experience. But when you're experiencing with someone who you trust and they care for you and you care for them, then it can be much easier. Like having someone bent over your knee really allows you to do certain things. Like you could pull their hair, you could choke them at the same time, you could squeeze their ass, you could just spank them. So I always recommend different ways. You're not trying to punch. Now you can also do punching of the ass too, but we're just going to talk about spanking, because punching is study. Spanking is that provides a sting. Now I did create this technique called the booty tenderloin activation, right? And it's where I teach this technique where there's a certain area of the ass at like the bottom, like that bottom cup piece that you can like hold in your hand like this, like if you grab it. And actually, if you impact that, like you don't even have to do it hard. You could just do like this repeatedly, like this. And possibly your bottom or your submissive could have an orgasm from that, just from that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So I think, and I appreciate this because spanking for me, I was definitely disciplined with belts and hands as a child, mm-hmm. By my parents. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now being spanked in the bedroom when I feel safe, when I feel comfortable, has been healing for me. I'm almost taking back the power of when I mm-hmm. was three. I was beat with a belt when I was like 3 years old, and I'm making you daddy have be my therapist. Although I could, you know, pay you $100 an hour if you want that, but I'll find a way. But that's not for this. This is for everyone else. And I have felt like spanking in the bedroom has been really healing for me. And I do think that it could do that for other folks as well, because it is something that I then state how hard I want it and mm-hmm. where yes. I want to be yes. and how yes. I want that. Like, I'm like, no, that's too mm-hmm. much, or, oh God. But if yes. for like one time my partner now did that out of, remember bringing it back to what you were talking about when sometimes something happens in BDSM relationship and then you take it to the next time without permission and it's shocking to the sub. And we were like in a regular situation in our kitchen or something, and he like smacked my ass like he had done in the bedroom. And I was like, I was really shocked, and also in, we didn't have this conversation, right? But I was like shocked, and also it like humiliated me and brought me back to that childhood state. And so I said to him, I was like, hey, you can't do that. Like that was that like really, even though like it happened, yes, last night, like this can't be, because it like makes me want to go into my baby April hole and like cry and feel like ashamed yeah. and sad. So
yeah,
it's like, yeah. Okay. I'll Venmo you $110 right now. Yeah. Okay. For that. Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about it. Like, once again, especially spanking, because spanking was something that was so divisive for a lot of us growing up as kids, whether you're doing like hand spanking, belts, even caning, right? So that's something that could take people back to a place of traumatic times and experiences, right? So that's why it's very important to have those conversations. And even if you're receiving pleasure from it, because the whole thing about this is to not do this with any ill or malicious intent. If you've had a fucked up day as a dominant or top, whatever, I wouldn't recommend you doing any kind of thing BDSM on your partner, your bottom, or your submissive, because what's going to happen is your negative energy is going to transfer into them. And it's going to cause some things to come up, maybe not now, but maybe later or whatever, that's going to cause some real adverse effects, and that it's going to cause a lot of other problems, versus being in a space of both people are calm, happy, and intentional about what they want to experience or what they want to do to their partner. And once you're there, then the world opens up to you. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of pleasure in the pain. Like people are like, man, why do you smack them so hard? Like, and then when you spank, you don't just start off too hard. You have to gradually build up, because what you're doing is you're taking the mind somewhere. Because once you take the mind somewhere, the body's gonna follow. So it's gradually, you don't have to keep, like you just happen and just sit back and watch. And now I want you to beg me again, like, let's count it down. Like, would you like another? Yes, please, Daddy Hef. I don't want to. Let me just give me a drink. And then and then you're sitting there begging, like, please, I need more. No, I don't believe you.
And I want to say, I love that. That's so fucking great. Yeah. It is true.
I don't believe you. I'm just going to hang out here and make you wait for more.
Yeah, I'm going to make you wait. Like, tell me how bad you want it. Like, I want to feel it from the bottom of your soul to tell me how bad you want me to spank your ass.
So you're a brat tamer too. I'm pretty sure because you're speaking my language and I'm a brat. And so, but like, it was like, I'll do the whole, like, I'll do that. I'd be like, yeah, well, you have your drink. I'm fine over here. I don't need you. I'm like, I'm having a good time on my own. But you're like, I'll just keep having my cocktail and you'll just sit there. And I'm like, fuck, it's not working.
I also do want to say to my partner, though, that he never had done that after that. I was like, whoa, this is traumatic. So I think it's important for people to know that, like, even if you've been in LTR, like, you've been with your partner a long time and you're practicing this dominant and submission role, these two roles, like, it doesn't necessarily equate to what happens in your everyday life. And that's what I was trying to
I think that's very normal. I've had that happen so many times, April, with partner, with like long-term partners.
So I'm not shaming my partner. I just want to make sure that I was clear.
Because my would be like, today I want to have some sort of tantric sex. And then the next day I'm like, I don't want tantric sex. I want you to fuck me. And then like the next day I'm like, why are you slapping my ass? Just because I said yesterday doesn't mean today. I've had done this so many times. So no, yeah, I totally get that with your partner. Time for a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors who just so happens to be our absolute favorite lube, Uber Lube. Uber Lube is a luxurious silicone lubricant and it enhances intimacy. It's there when you want it and it blends in when you're done with it. So you have control over that lube. It's long lasting and leaves the skin extra velvety. And honestly, y'all, I want it all over my body. Thousands of doctors in the U.S. are recommending Uber Lube to their patients. It's body friendly, less likely to change the pH, and it has vitamin E, so it feels extra moisturizing.
There's a reason why we've been a fan of Uber Lube for years. There's no flavor or scent. It's even great for oral sex, everyone. But it's not just great for sex. You can use it for massage, your hair. You can prevent chafing. It even brings out the colors of your beautiful tattoos. And the bottle is absolutely gorgeous. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it anywhere shamelessly for easy access. Just go to uberlube.com and use the discount code SHAMELESS10 to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com right now with code SHAMELESS10 for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. Join over 1 million people who are experiencing more pleasure with OMGS. They take scientific research of thousands of vulva owners showing techniques to pleasure that pussy. They turn this research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Want to take your orgasms from good to out of this world? Then check out OMGS. Or if you're a vulva lover and want to up your pussy pleasuring skills, then you need to check out OMGS.
I've personally been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's completely changed their lives. They have three seasons: external pleasure, internal pleasure, and sex toys. It's not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. OMGS also makes a fabulous gift, and your purchase supports more pleasure research. So just go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off, unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power. The link is in the episode's description. Can we bring it to a new level, though? Which is, what is it, April? What is it? We're really excited about this topic.
So you actually are an expert in anal training. So can we talk about what is anal training? Daddy,
So let's talk about it. So anal training is training the booty hole to receive and open up and take more, right? So, you know, anal is something that can be very divisive for some people. because maybe your first time porn has given people this false sense of what anal sex is. You think you just go in there and just pump it like the pussy. You cannot. Like, you got to have lots of lube. But the most important thing, that has to be trust. Once again, we talk about trust again, right? Because if you don't trust me, then you can't fully relax. Okay. You're gonna have flashbacks of, oh, I'm gonna be hurt. Well, we have cleanliness, lots of lube, and most importantly, trust. And then once you trust me, now I'm gonna do things. I'm gonna talk to you in your ear. Everything I'm doing to you is getting to the point where you're gonna be relaxed enough where your booty hole is gonna willingly open up. Okay. But what I'm doing how I do training is, and I train people like this. I don't want you to think about the end result of what's going to happen. Let's focus on right now. Let's focus on the here and now and what I'm doing to you right now. All right. In this moment. Right. It may be talking dirty, saying nasty things in your ear. It may be pinching your nipples. Right. It may be running my fingernails across your skin. It may be using a Wartenberg wheel or anything like that that's going to get your mind away. But then I'm going to look back there and I'm going to see if once the booty hole starts to wink and blow kisses, it's like, oh, wow. Well, right. Let me
Is that a clenching though? Is that clenching?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Other people like, what? Yes, it winks.
Yes. Yeah. You know, when you look at it, you look back at it and then you ask them a question, like, listen, do I have your consent to kiss your booty hole? I just want to know, like, if I can, I blow on and kiss it. He's like, yes. And then you blow on and kiss a little bit. It's like, oh my goodness. Right. And then once again, let's talk about negotiation. So once again, in negotiation, you may have several different tools. Like, you may have a small plug. You may have like a little small dildo, or you may have something big. Well, you always want to start small. Okay. Smaller, depending on the experience of the receivee to the anal. And yeah, you know, the main thing with the training is I like to take women, my three different levels are anal queen, anal slut, and anal goddess. So the goal is, even with the anal queen at the base level, you want to see if how long you can go wearing a plug without it being uncomfortable. Okay. So whether that's 5 minutes, we're going to start with 5 minutes in, then we're going to start with 10 minutes. Just walk around to the point where you can work up till you can wear it all day without it being bothered, without it being uncomfortable. Mm. Then once you can wear it all day, now we can, as we're working on those ways and different tools to get you there, you know, the end goal is to open you up and spread you out. Because one thing about the booty hole is once the booty hole gets loosened and gets relaxed, It's real hungry. It wants more. You're like, oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Feed me.
Yeah, like feed me, see more. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So, right. Totally feed me, see more. Shop a horse, feed me, see more.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
and so to me, it's so like there's like, you know, anal sex, anal pleasure, anal stimulation, anal training. So just quick recap question. So that is, you're training the booty hole to be able to open and allow and accept, and then also probably relaxing is part of that too.
Oh, yes.
And so it's training that, like, that opening aspect, mm-hmm. of it. Okay. Got
yes,
it.
Yes. And also let them know, like, listen, you can relax enough to the point where you can have an anal orgasm. Like, let's get to that point. Let's build up till you can have this delicious anal orgasm. Have you ever experienced that before? No. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let's get you there. Let's get you to the point where you can you have a full body orgasm through your anus.
April loves
those. Are my orgasm. Favorite orgasms. I have to say, there's no hierarchy of orgasms, and I have to say, I don't like, I'm not trying to do the Olympics of orgasms during my sexual experiences. However, time and time again, anal orgasms have been tried and true. My favorite full body, like next level, feel like I like kiss the universe and whoever God is or the goddesses. Like, it's really nice.
She squirted it all over their faces.
And like, I'm not trying to achieve that, but it's like, I'm like, you have to stick a finger in my ass or you have to go in my ass. I love it. So sorry,
anal,
not sorry.
You have anal play? No, sorry. So you have anal play in most of your sexual experiences these days?
No.
Like a finger on the...
Not all of them. Sometimes I do just want like fullness in my vagina. However, they're tends to be like me wanting just like, I feel like it's that taboo. I just love the, what you said, like feed me, like it's me, Seymour. It's like, hey, and it's not all the time, but it's 99.9%
of the time. So, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, I'm pretty sure, because April and I talk about sex with a lot. Like, how is, you know, like, not like, how is your sex?
Okay,
this
maybe 96.2%. Like, okay.
I'm pretty sure she had sex 10 times in 1 week. She had some sort of anal stimulation nine of those times.
I have sex 10 times in 1 day. Usually, but it's like crazy. My appetite for sex is really huge.
But training is a whole different level. Like, I've had a lot of anal sex too, but not as much as you these days. Jeez. And I love you so much for that. But the anal training of like, let's see how far we can open and where we can go into this, into the orgasmic potential, is like a whole different place structure. And like, I would, it sounds super fun. So I want to just quote you. Also, I found this from your Twitter. To somebody's daughter, it's time to trust. Fully relax and allow me to stretch your sweet booty hole open.
I know.
I have all the tools to take you beyond the next level of pleasure. I don't have a question about this. It's just fucking awesome.
Yes.
I do have a question. So to somebody's daughter, I think I saw you on another podcast where you're like, I like having sex with somebody's daughter, but it wasn't like, we're not saying daughter, we're not saying under 18, everyone, I'm guessing.
Everyone, someone's daughter or son or human
that came out of someone else's.
Can I just say my take on it though, is not just that it's some, like everyone's someone's daughter, but there's a respect there that it's somebody's take on it. Maybe I made
someone's
story.
Child.
Well, no. The respect, like, it's, this is someone's daughter, so I'm going to respect her. Because like I'm Daddy Hef. Am I right about that? Like angle?
Yes, you're right. You're fully right about that. Yes, you are. Right. Like it's always like versus me saying like, you know, I'm going to take her there. I'm like, no, I'm taking somebody's daughter. This like it's not specific, but if you feel I'm talking to you, it's very generalized because you're like, oh, I'm somebody's daughter. And I would love to experience that. Like, OK, all right. And you know, even versus me putting somebody's mother, like everyone's not a mother, but you know, but there are some mothers out there, some MILFs and some GILFs out there that are also somebody's daughters who can trust me enough to open up and relax.
Oh, that's good, Daddy Hef. Okay, so thank you. I'm glad that Amy stalked your Twitter. So let's talk about. Because you have a lot of skill set when you are teaching other folks out there. I want to focus right now on the Hef lifestyle. Can you talk about what is the Hef lifestyle?
Okay, so the Hef lifestyle really started when I came out with these two products, one called Black Hef and one called Pink Hef. Pink Hef was, I call it the original vagina vitamin, because when I brought it out in 2010, I created the formula in 2010 for both Black and Pink Hef. There was nothing on the market that was a sexual supplement pill or vitamin for women. Like Viagra for women was a myth. There was nothing on the market. That and all kind of things. And so really, it's just like, okay, you know, I'm King Hef, right? And I'm like, well, this is my products, the pink and Black Hef. It's like, well, man, and it's a lifestyle. So it's like, all right, so let's talk about it. So aside from the sexual supplements and enhancements, the Hef's lifestyle is a mindset. It's all about sexual freedom. It's about defining and owning your inner sex god and sex goddess, right? And being like, and not judging yourself and say, you know what? I'm owning my shit. And I'm loving my shit, and I am the divine sexual being, right? And I deserve pleasure in all ways, shapes, and forms that I want. So, yeah, that's the Hef lifestyle.
Do we have to apply to be a part of the Hef lifestyle, or like, are you part of it?
I just
or?
Did two applications while you were talking about that because I really love that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yes.
So yes, love everything that you're sharing, and we have to wrap up really soon, and we're going to ask people or ask you to share with people about how they can find you, work with you. But before we do that, I want to share something else that I found on your Twitter because I stalked you, and I am shameless about it.
She is actually a sleuth / PI.
So I'm like, what's
her
the
name
best
is,
way to find
is
out?
Nuts PI. Yeah, like, get
what,
her.
Well, I like look at people's posts because it shows me what you're most interested in talking about. Although some people post things, they're like, "What? Well, here's what you want to hear." But I was looking at posts like, I think that's what he actually really cares about. So, and also it's what I care about because I'm selfish. So. and I'm a little girl. And so here's what some other thing he said that I absolutely love. How a daddy dom should treat his little girl. Spoil her, cuddle her, adore her, respect her, listen to her, discipline her, fuck her hard. Fuck yes.
Are those the things that you like?
In that order of operations, yes, please.
I don't know if it's ascending or descending, but I like it all.
Yeah, sometimes it can move around a little bit.
Yeah. Fuck her hard.
Yeah. And just start fucking hard, actually. Yeah, she totally would. I'd be like, can we start with the other things first? And she's like, no, just fuck me first and then spoil me.
That's right.
We're yin and yang, though. We're
totally
yin. So we'll be our daddy.
it's within the order that you choose at that moment, but as long as you do those. That's what matters.
I loved all that because I think it speaks to all different, not all, but most people's desire, right? Like some people, they want to really feel I feel really cared for. It might not have anything to do with fucking. You might even be touching my genitals. And this highlights a lot of those things. And for April, she wants you to fuck her and touch her genitals
red
first.
And like hot face during this.
I was
like,
basically, I was reading Daddy Heff's poetry her.
I'm like, if you're not watching YouTube, go check out YouTube because I'm becleft.
She's probably going to go bait right after this.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Do we have your consent for this?
Well, we have to close this interview, but I'm really sad about that because I love Daddy Heff.
Daddy said we may.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you. I actually asked him permission when I saw you in person. Welcome. I was like, can I get this? You had a fuzz on your head. And I was like, can I get this fuzz off your head? Can I get this fuzz off your head? You're like, yes, you may. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. When I emailed you back about something the other day, by the way, I was just going to say, you responded with you're welcome. Like, no one responds with you're welcome. And now I totally understand why you do that.
Wait, what were you going to say? You were going to say something before that, but I love that too.
I thought you were you were such a good girl for asking me that.
Oh
yeah. Okay.
All right. So gleaming in her fucking seat right now.
Okay. So how can people find you and work with you, Daddy?
All right. So Twitter, aka X. I've still got to get used to that.
Yeah.
Daddy _ Heff. Now, listen, I tell people my Instagram is sort of wild. So if you're on Instagram, it's the_real_daddy_Heff. It's like my third page. If Instagram pulls this page and see, I'm done. I can't do no more.
Yeah.
I can't. But Twitter is where all the debauchery lives.
And then wait, do you have a website though and other ways too, right?
I do.
Okay, good.
Also, if you're like, well, hold on, he said about the Heff's lifestyle. So you can actually go and follow my products, my product pages at Pink Heff's and at Black Heff's. And if you actually click on the link tree in my Twitter or my X or on my Instagram, you'll see Pink Heff's and Black Heff's. Pink Heff's is the original vagina vitamin. Black Heff's is the guy dick pill. Really amazing products. I have the Sextables, which are brownies and cookies that are infused with both the vagina vitamin blend and the God Dick Pill blends. Amazing.
What if you combine them both? Can you make an ice cream sandwich and put ice cream in the middle of them? And if could you do that? I mean,
yes,
I'm like an experimental human. I'd be like, let me just make an ice cream.
You have to ask Daddy's permission first, though.
I seen the way you looked in them pants on that Saturday. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
She's everyone's like dying.
I know. I am. Okay. Well, I can't wait. So it is Heff Life. But Heff has two F's. Everyone. So Heff Lifestyle. And it's .com, right? Heff Lifestyle for the.
Yeah. Okay. HeffLifestyle.com. So so actually I'm getting that site redone. So even if you go on heffslifestyle.com, nothing will show up right now because I'm actually getting that website totally revamped. So everything is in one. You can still get Black and Pink Heffs there. But until then, you can go on pinkheffs.com and blackheffs.com. It's PinkHeffs.
And we'll put all the links in the show notes to make it easier for everyone to find you.
Work with you? Can they work with you? Do you do any privates? And that's on your website as well, right? They can have an inquiry. Okay.
So here's the thing. If you go to my Instagram and you go to my Twitter, you'll see my link tree. You can, there's a thing on there that says book Daddy Heff. You can go on there and that's where I do. You can book private sessions. You can book couples training sessions. I also do bedtime stories, which I read an erotic story to.
Okay,
to
stop.
Women.
You're really like,
I was about to faint.
I am. I'm getting sweaty.
Don't
I'm
stop, sweaty. But yeah. Will you read bedtime stories? People can pay to read bedtime stories?
Yeah, I will. I will read an erotic tale. and we'll do it over Zoom, but you can't come until after I'm done with the story and I give you permission to come.
Okay. Now I'm speaking my language. Okay.
All right. There are going to be people that ask us about this. We get people that ask us about this, especially cis women. And I can't wait to give them this reference, because Daddy Hef, meeting you was so incredible in LA. And now I'm so happy that we had this episode with you. You're just a phenomenal human. And we'll have to have you back to talk more about anal training, because we can't just have this a one and done unless Daddy doesn't want it. If Daddy doesn't want it, then I understand. Okay.
Daddy, can we have you back again?
Oh. Yes, you may. Maybe I'll have to come out to LA and be in person.
Ooh, yes.
Well, we're in Santa Cruz, but we will drive to LA. We'll drive to LA though
for Daddy.
That's fine. Yeah. I've never been to Santa Cruz. That sounds cool.
You'll love it. I promise. Okay.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Okay. To all of our listeners out there, thank Daddy and check out all of what Daddy Hef's offerings are, because he is just incredible and really changing the way that BDSM can be revealed within y'all's relationships. So thank you, Daddy. And thank you to all of our shameless sex listeners. We will see you next Tuesday. And Daddy says you should, if you haven't, go and give us 5 stars, rate us, because reviews are really important for finding Daddy Hef and all of our incredible guests that we have on Shameless Sex that help people have more incredibly shameless sex in their lives. All right, y'all. We'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now, Daddy says.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code shamelesssex at purepleasureshop.com.